Tonight's shir is on this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayigash, and the title of the shir tonight is The Dangers of Travel. So tonight we're going to look at an aspect of the Parsha after Yosef reveals to his brothers who he is. So we're going to look through the Psukim, and Yosef gives some advice to his brothers on the way home. And there's some interesting Midrashim that emerge, so we'll look at the Midrashim and the Pshat, and we'll try to understand the Chumash on a deeper level. So in source number one, it's Brishas Parak Mem Hei. This is after Yosef revealed himself. Pasuk Chaf Beis. It says, L'chulam nasan la'ish chalifos malos, ulvin yamin nasan shlosh meos kesef, v'chamesh chalifos malos. So Yosef gives his brothers gifts, and he gives them clothing. But Binyamin, he gets more money and more clothing. He gets 300 silver pieces and 5 changes of clothing. And he also sends these donkeys and a lot of food back home to his father. This is Yosef sending stuff with his brothers to his father. So Yosef sends his brothers away, and he says to them at the end of the pasuk, "Al tirgizu badarach." So I don't want to give up shot on Al Tergizu. We'll see what it means in the Mefarshim. But Yosef, he gives the brothers some advice before they go home. And we're going to try to understand what Al Tergizu Badarach means. What exactly is the nature of this advice? Why does Yosef have to give his brothers advice? And then in Chafei it says, Vayalu Mitzrayim Vayavo Eret Kanan El Yaakov Avihem. And the brothers leave Mitzrayim, and they go back to their father, and they tell Yaakov what happened and how they found Yosef. So these psukim just to summarize the psukim, they just tell us how Yosef sent his brothers back to tell Yaakov about what had happened and how they found Yosef, and Yosef was this great leader. But in the meantime, there's this slight advice that he gives in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Al Tergizu Badarech, which is unclear from what he means over there by Al Tergizu. So we'll look at Rashi and to understand what the command is. And he gives 3 different explanations. So the first explanation in source number 2, it's Rashi on the Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Al Tirgizu Badarech, Al Tisasku Bidvar Halacha, Shlo Tirgaz Alechem Haderech. So the first medrash she brings down, which is a Gemara in Tainus, which we'll see inside, is that Yosef is telling the brothers, don't get too involved in Halacha, in discussing Jewish law. And why? Because if you get too involved, the path, the derech, the way home, will get unsteady. So the first medrash is interesting and also a little strange, but Yosef is telling the brothers, he's giving them advice and he's commanding them, do not get involved in Devar Halacha. Don't get too involved in learning because it won't be good for you and the derech, the path, will be unsteady. So of course we have to understand, you know, what is Devar Halacha in this context? There was no Halacha back then. And furthermore, what's the problem? What exactly was Yosef concerned about? So those are the questions. The second medrash is similarly troublesome. He says, Shema, it says, back to Rashi, Dover Acher, Al Tifsu Psie Gasa, V'chnisu Chama Le'ir. So Yosef's second advice, or second possibility for what Yosef was saying to his brothers, is that you shouldn't take long steps, very long strides. And when you go to stay over in a city, make sure you go into that city in the daytime. So that's the second piece of advice, according to the Medrash. I mean, not the second piece of advice, but it's another possibility as to what Yosef was telling the brothers. So what is the meaning of this? Why did Yosef have to teach his brothers this lesson that they shouldn't take long steps, long strides? What's the problem with taking long strides? What's the concern here? And then the last is the pshat. So Rashi's pshat is, Ulfi pshuto shel mikra, yesh lomar lefishayu nechlamim, because they were embarrassed, they were ashamed of the fact that they sold Yosef into slavery, and now it was the emotions were emerging. Yosef was concerned that on the way back from Mitzrayim, the brothers who were ashamed of what they had done would blame each other, and they would get into fights and arguments. So, one argument one might make to another is, oh, you were the one who spoke Lashon Hara about Yosef, and that's why we hated Yosef. Okay, so there's 3 explanations in Rashi for what Yosef was telling his brothers. One is, he was telling them not to get too involved in Devar Halacha. The second possibility is, he was telling them, don't take such long steps. Keep your steps to a minimum. And the last idea is the pshat, which is that he was concerned that they were going to fight, and the fight would not be beneficial, And he was telling them, don't fight on the way home. Just get home, tell Yaakov about what happened, and that's it. Don't fight on the way. Okay, so the questions that we're going to address in the Shir, which is the first question that we had, what is this advice? And we're going to look at the Midrashim in the Gemara and try to get a greater understanding of what the Midrash is teaching us and how we can apply it back to the Chumash. So look in source number 3. The Midrash is in Gemara, Maseches Tainis, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and it says, Al tergizu badarach. So do not be roges, unsteady, according to Rashi. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lahem Yosef Le'echov. So Yosef said to his brothers, Al tis askub dvar halacha. Don't get too involved in learning halacha. Shema tirgizu aleichem aderech. Pretty much what Rashi brings down. Lest the derech, the path that you go on, becomes unsteady. Eini, is this so? The Gemara says, how is this true? V'ha'amar Rabbi Elai bar brechya, shnei tamidei chachamim, shemahalchem aderech, v'ein b'nein dvar Torah ru'in lisarif. So the Gemara asks a good question. What do you mean? Why is Yosef telling his brothers not to be involved in learning? The Gemara brings in Sota says that if two chachamim, two scholars, are walking and they're not talking about Torah, they really deserve to be burnt up. And they quote a pasuk shenamar vayhi hema holchem haloch vidaber vihine rechav esh v'susei esh vayafridu ben shneim. So there's a story between when Elisha and Eliyahu were talking. It says that a chariot of fire went in between them and separated them. And look at Rashi in source number 5 in Sota. He says, Hema holchem haloch v'daber b'divrei Torah b'Eliyahu v'Elisha k'siv. So Eliyahu was speaking to Elisha, or they were speaking to each other about Torah. Ru'uyin, and because they were speaking about Torah, they were spared from this being burnt. And it says, Taima di'ika dibor, the Gemara. Go back to the Gemara in source number 3. Why were they not burnt? Because they were learning, they were speaking to each other and learning. Haleka dibor ru'un li sarif. But if they're not learning, if chachamim aren't learning, so then they really should be destroyed. They should be burnt. So how do we explain that? On the one hand, Yosef is telling his brothers not to learn. And on, the Gemara is saying, but we see in the Gemara, in Sota, that it's really it's a good thing to learn, and it's really bad not to learn. Look at Rashi in source number 5, Ru'in li sarif. Shamanas kein baharechav eshalehem. If not for the fact that they were learning, they would have been burnt up by this chariot of fire. So what's the Gemara's answer? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha lemigras v'ha liyuni. So it's not a kasha. One is talking about going over information, Torah, that you've already learned and reviewing chazara, and the other one is talking about new analysis. So it's saying that when you're learning, when you're walking with your friend and you're a chacham, what you should do is you should go over halacha, you should go over the things that you already know that you've learned in the base medrash from your Rebbe. But on the other hand, you shouldn't be engaged in analysis. You shouldn't be too engaged in what the Gemara says is Ian. So that's the distinction. And then look in Rashi, source number 4. Look at the last line. So with regard to something that's rote, where you're just reviewing your Torah knowledge, let's say you want to go over Psukim that you learned, or Halacha, or Mishnah. So with regard to that, the Gemara says you should do it. And if you don't do it, then it's a problem. Then you're royally sorry. But on the other hand, the Gemara is saying that two chachamim should not be involved in analysis, and too much analysis. And that's what the Gemara is saying was what Yosef was telling his brothers. He was telling his brothers, don't be involved in Ian. Don't be involved in in-depth learning while you're walking and you're going back to Mitzrayim. But rather, it's okay to be involved in rote information, but not Ian. But the question we have to ask before we go back to the Chumash and Rashi and what the real idea of Yosef telling his brothers this is, what is the basic point? Why is it a problem? What does the Gemara mean that if two Talmidei Chachamim are walking and they're not talking about Torah, why are they royally sarif? Why is it so bad? What exactly is the problem? And so that's what we want to analyze first. Without thinking about the context of the Pasuk, why is the Gemara saying that it's so bad if two Talmidei Chachamim are walking with one another and they're not learning Torah? So that's the question. Okay, so I think the first idea in the Shir is based on, I didn't bring down the source, but it's the Chidushi Agados. I saw he quotes this Mishnah in Avos, in source number 6. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai Omer, Haneir Belaila, Vahama'alech Bederach Yechidi, Vahamafane Libo Levatala, Harezem Eschayev Ben Nafsha. So he says that there are three situations where a person is really deserving to give up his life, his soul. And one is a person who's awake at night. The second is if you walk alone. And the last is if you turn your heart away to something that's nonsensical. So the mission avos combines all these three ideas together. But the middle one is hamahalek b'derech yichidi. So if you look in source number 7, the Bartanura on avos explains, and then we'll get to the svar, the idea of the Gemara, which I think is pretty obvious from these sources. Haneir b'layla v'hamalech b'derech yichidi. U'mechashe b'livo divrei havai. So if a guy's thinking about things that are nonsensical, worthless, harizem ischai benafsha, we're in source number 7. Lefisha laila huzman lemazikim. So nighttime is a time for danger, for damage, for those that damage you. Hamahalech b'derech yichidi, when you walk alone, hu b'sakana, you're really endangered. Mipnei alistim v'kama pegaim ra'im, because of robbers and bad things could happen to you. V'imaya mechashev b'divrei Torah haisa torasa mishamrasa. If a guy would be learning and thinking about Torah, then it'll protect him. It'll guard him. So what do we see from this Mishnah and Avos to explain the Gemara? So our question was on the Gemara, what exactly is the problem with two Talmidei Chachamim? Why are they royally sarif? Why is it so harsh that they're royally sarif when they're walking together? And they're walking together and they're not learning Torah. So why is it so harsh? So I think the answer is, and the idea in Avos kind of hints to it, but doesn't say it openly, is the idea is that when you travel, traveling in itself is really a situation where it makes a person weary, and it affects a person's psyche, typically, when the person travels. Avos says, mahalach b'derech yichidi, if a guy's alone, or if it's nighttime, if a guy's awake at night, those are all situations where a person is weakened mentally, emotionally, psychologically, when you walk, when you're traveling, and it's very tiresome to travel. And the Torah recognizes, and the Gemara recognizes, that these situations are particularly dangerous situations. So therefore, the idea of a Talmid Chacham, when he's walking, when he's traveling with another Talmid Chacham, is that they have to acknowledge or recognize the weariness and the dangers of travel, and they have to use Torah. They should use Torah as a means of almost protecting themselves from the potential harms of travel, the potential dangers of travel. And what I mean by the dangers are that a person's anxiety is up, because back in the day when they would travel, there were robbers, and it was scary. So when a person's in a state of fear, so a person has to at least sublimate it somewhat, or at least use Torah to try to calm themselves down, to try to feel a sense of security. So the Gemara is saying, royally sorry, if why is it so bad? Why are two Talmidei Chachamim who walk together, baderech, they're walking together and they're not talking Torah, why is it so bad? Because I think it's tied to this idea that when you're traveling, when you're walking in general and you're traveling, it's in itself raises a situation where a person could potentially be in a weakened situation, a weakened state. And the Gemara is alluding to that. And therefore, it's important that people, when they're traveling, recognize that and use Torah to their advantage. But on the other hand, the Gemara is saying that Torah is really just a means of protecting you. That's why it says lemigros, that a person should do rote information. But it's not really a good for a person to look at travel as a situation for a base medrash. It's not really a situation to be involved in analysis because of the fact that you're not in a clear state of mind. Because I just use one example of the anxiety, that when a person travels, a lot of times there's anxiety. When you fly, people feel anxiety. When people travel long distances, they tend to feel anxious, and that's not really a great environment psychologically and emotionally to discuss ideas on a deep level. So on the one hand, when two Talmidei Chachamim are walking, they should use Torah to their advantage, and they should use it to create a certain sense of security. But on the other hand, it shouldn't be an opportunity to learn in the way you would learn in a base medrash. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us, that it's appropriate to fill in the time with Torah and, as I said before, feel a certain sense of strength through it. But on the other hand, we shouldn't view this as the proper environment for learning iyuni, for learning iyun, for learning information that demands a certain level of focus and attention. So I think that's what the Gemara is saying. But, so any questions? If anybody has any questions, just stop me. All right, great. But the question now is, what does this have to do with Yosef and the brothers? I mean, Yosef, it's a very nice idea, I think, that what the Gemara is teaching us is a general idea in how a person should should act when they're traveling, and you should use Torah to your advantage, but not look at it as an environment of learning be'ian. Fine, those are very nice ideas. But what does that have to do with Yosef and his advice to his brothers? So that's the question. What does that have to do? And there was no Dvar Halacha back then, so what is he referring to when Yosef is telling the brothers this information? So that's the question. So there's one other approach, and then we'll look at, we'll try to define Rashi. But if you look at Tosfos in source number 8, he says, Al tirguzu badarech. What does it mean, do not get rugas badarech? We said tirguzu is unsteadiness, or but there's different explanations for the word. V'yesh midrash al tafsiku midvar halacha. Tosos learns the other way, that really the brothers shouldn't stop learning Dvar Halacha. So Rashi's saying that it says, Al tis asku b'dvar halacha. That's what it means, Al tirguzu badarech. Don't be involved in Dvar Halacha. Whereas Tosos is learning the opposite. He's saying there's a medrash that says that Yosef is telling the brothers not to stop learning Dvar Halacha. So what is this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in terms of how to learn what Yosef was teaching the brothers? Was he telling the brothers, don't be too involved in learning Torah? Or was he saying to the brothers, don't stop learning Torah? So what exactly is the machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos and how to understand the Torah in this situation? Okay? So one last source, and then we'll get to the explanation. So if you look in source number 10, it's the Marsha. The Marsha says, Shema tirgaz aleichem aderech, perish Rashi, to sa'u. Rashi says that he was concerned that they might get lost, that they would get lost or go astray on their way home. And he explains, Ad kan l'shono, rotzalom Marsha yidei iyun b'torah, kene mesik, tavo litos, v'tis asku b'derech. So the concern Rashi is saying is that Yosef thought that the brothers would get too involved in learning and they would go astray, they would get lost. And the Yosef mir halichasam, Yosef's goal was that they should get home as quickly as possible to tell Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. Kamasha kasav maharu v'yalu, v'rashi b'chumish hebi jirash razal d'shmaitin. So the Marsha explains what Yosef's objective here was, that he wanted them to get home as quickly as possible, and he didn't want them to get lost. So that's why he's telling them, don't be involved in Ian, because the process of Ian, different than what we were saying in the Gemara. We were saying the process of Ian is really not appropriate for travel because you're not in the proper environment or the state of mind. You're not focused. But on the other hand, the Marsha is saying that Yosef was telling the brothers, don't be involved in Dvar Halacha. Why? Because of the fact that you need to get home as quickly as possible. You need to tell Yaakov as quickly as possible what happened here. So now we have the explanations. We have all the sources in front of us. But the main question is the two different ways of learning the Torah. One is Rashi, saying that Yosef was telling the brothers not to learn halacha, and Tosfos was saying the opposite. He told them, no, that the brothers need to learn Torah, and that they shouldn't stop learning Dvar Halacha. They should be involved in Ian. So what exactly, even though Tosfos goes against the Gemara, what exactly is the correct explanation here? What's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? Okay? So here's what I want to give Svara, a possibility for how to explain the Torah here. So I think one possibility is the Pshat in Rashi. Rashi is saying, Al tis asku b'dvar halacha. So what's the Torah teaching us based on the Medrash? It seems like Yosef sensed, the reason why he has to tell them not to be involved in this is because he sensed that they would feel a certain revival from this experience. That Yosef sensed that the brothers, after seeing the Hashgacha and how the Hashgacha worked out, and really seeing how this event really came together, that would inspire them, and it would lead to further questions on Hashem and philosophy. And Yosef saw that this experience would lead to this type of energy, almost an energy on the part of the brothers, in terms of discussing how this occurred and how everything came together and all these ideas about Hashgacha and how divine intervention works. So I think the pshat of Rashi is that he's teaching us that Yosef's advice to his brothers in this situation, like the Marsha, is that he sensed that the brothers would feel a certain energy in this area, energy in philosophy, and trying to discuss, based on this experience, trying to discuss these deep ideas. Because Dvar Halacha is, I think, a mashal for the deepest type of learning. So I think the idea is that he sensed that the brothers would feel an energy and an emotional energy to be engaged in the philosophy of Hashem and how Hashem intervenes in this world after experiencing this great miracle. So he sensed that. So the first idea of Rashi, based on the Medrash, is that Yosef was telling the brothers that they shouldn't be engaged in this, that it's really the goal is to get home. And it's true that they would feel a certain spirit, a certain energy to discuss these ideas because they were inspired by the story and what happened. But Yosef was saying, no, you have to keep your mind on the objective, which is to get home and make sure that Yaakov gets this information. So the pshat, I think, in the Medrash, according to Rashi, is teaching us an idea about Yosef, that Yosef sensed that his brothers would get a certain jolt or lift from this experience. And he sensed that the natural outgrowth of this would be for them to discuss the depths of philosophy. But Yosef wanted to make sure that this wasn't the case. He wanted to make sure that their objective was clear in their minds, that they need to get home and they need to really save this type of discourse for a different time. But the objective had to be met. So the first pshat is that, is Al Tirgizu Badarech is that idea, that concept, that it would, that Yosef sensed that the brothers would feel this way. And therefore, he told them that they should really not be engaged in this. The other possibility is Tosfos. Tosfos says the opposite, that Yosef said to them, don't stop learning. So the other possibility is that Yosef, based on the pshat, and we're going to see the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh, similar idea. The other possibility is Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that normally a person shouldn't learn Iyun Bederech. But in this situation, Yosef thought it would be good for the brothers because he sensed, based on the pshat of Rashi, that the brothers would fight. And when people are going to fight, perhaps it's better for them to have a distraction, to have something, some type of outlet for their strife. And the opposite is the case. According to the Tosfos, he's learning that Yosef sensed the opposite. He sensed that the brothers needed an outlet for themselves. They needed an outlet for their anger and their strife with one another. And he was saying to them the opposite, that in this situation, this is the one situation where it would be appropriate for them to really learn Be'ian because of the fact that the emotions were so strong between the brothers about what happened to Yosef. So Tosfos is saying the opposite, that Yosef sensed that, and he's trying to give them advice. He's saying, in this situation, even though normally I would tell you, don't learn Ian, don't get involved in philosophy on the way home, but in this situation, you need it. You need to have an outlet, some type of outlet for all these emotions that you're experiencing, and the appropriate outlet would be Ian. It's not enough that they would have Lemigras. That's not enough. They need Ian. They need a deeper level of discourse. So that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, so Rashi holds that really Yosef sensed that they would get a lift from the experience, that they would get an emotional high. And the opposite's true, that the Tosfos is saying, no, that in this situation, Yosef said to the brothers, you really should be me'ayin, because he recognized that they needed it. They needed an outlet for their emotions, and this would be the appropriate outlet. Otherwise, it would be disastrous, and it would be negative for the brothers. So that's the machlokas. And there's one other idea, and then we'll get to the second medrash and the pshat. So the next point is the Gur Aryeh. So the Gur Aryeh, it's important to go through this. It's an interesting idea, and it's tied to a different shir that I gave. But the Gur Aryeh says something similar to Tosos. He says, "Altis asku b'dvar lacha." Source number 11. V'yesh lahakshos al midrash zeh. So he says there's a question on this medrash. Lama hutzrach Yosef letzavosam Yoser me'asher tziva osam Yaakov. So it's similar to our question. Why did Yosef have to teach them this information that you're not supposed to learn halacha when you're traveling? Which is how we try to explain it. We said that Yosef sensed something about the brothers and how they would experience this get-together. The ode, v'chi kol hashvatim lo yadu k'mosh yadu Yosef. And another question he says is, didn't all the shvatim know this, that you shouldn't be involved in devar halacha when you're walking, when you're traveling? Ulufichach nir lefarish devade gamkein razal mefarshem pshuto shel mikra shehizir aleim Yosef b'shvil mechira sheyavol didei rogez meriva. By the way, everyone put their mute button on unless they have a question because I hear background noise. So the second thing he says, Tosfos says, the Gur Aryeh says, is that really he says like the pshat and Rashi, that really Chazal are saying that Yosef sensed that they would fight. Like we said, according to Tosfos, Elish Huksha LeRazal Lamalo LeYosef Lomar Lashon Al Tirgizu VaHavile Lomar Al Tarivu Badarach. So Chazal, why did they bring up their idea? Because the pshat should say Al Tarivu, don't fight. Why does it say Al Tirgizu? The Ode Imbishvil Shelo Yarivu Biyachad Badarach Lamali So why is Baderach important? If the idea is that Yosef is saying don't fight, so then just say don't fight. Why is it saying don't fight Baderach? V'chi Baderach lo yarivu v'vayis arivu? Is Yosef saying to the brothers, I'm okay with you fighting at home, but don't fight on the path, on the way home? Ela ikar atam shetziva osam shlu yarivu, lo bishvil sheya makbid al ariv. So Yosef wasn't concerned about the fight. He didn't care if they fought. Sheyavo b'neham, rak bishvil ki hargazanus Baderach, mevi lidei sakanas Baderach. So the Gur Aryeh says that Yosef realized that when there's a quarrel, when people are traveling, it leads to danger, because he says that it leads to danger, it distracts you. Vaderech misrages alehem. He was concerned that if they were to fight, it would be dangerous for them. Umepnesha dain kasha lama kas of lashon roges velo kas of lashon mariva. So why doesn't the Torah just say mariva? Why does it say roges? She hargazanos ba bishvil mariva. Anger. Hargazanos is anger. Comes through fighting. L'chach amru ki lo bilvad hamariva hi shemevi lidei sakana. It's not just the fighting that will create sakana, danger. Ach kol roges, any type of situation where people are enemies. Kimo ha'esek b'dvar halacha, like when a person's learning halacha, shehem nosim and nosim b'dvar halacha. When people are learning halacha, they go back and forth and they ask each other questions. Misragzim zeim zeh, and there's anger and there's an expression of anger towards one another. L'chach divrei Yosef lashon kolal. So Yosef is including all these ideas. Afa gav devada ikar gavana shel Yosef haya al ariv shelahem. Even though Yosef was really addressing their fight, zehu bevadai lo gara me'esek halacha, which is definitely not worse than being involved in halacha. Shariv ein l'cha roges Yosef mimenu. A riv is the worst type of roges, enemy anger, where anger comes out, aggression. They knew this. The brothers knew this. He was just trying to warn them. Yosef, similar to Tosos, sensed that the brothers, and Rashi's pshat in the Chumash, that the brothers wouldn't be able to let go of what happened to Yosef, and they would fight with each other, and it would lead to roges. Yosef's idea included any situation of roges, meaning not just a roges that emerges from fighting, but also a roges that emerges, an anger that emerges from Dvar Halacha, from being involved in Dvar Halacha, when you debate somebody else in Halacha. So what exactly is the Gur Aryeh saying? So I want to try a different pshat, but it's similar to Tosos. But the Gur Aryeh is explaining Rashi. So what he's saying is that, see, a lot of times learning becomes an expression of a fight. So the idea is that Yosef recognized in this situation, a little different than Tosos, Yosef recognized that the brothers would be fighting, and he recognized that there are outgrowths and permutations of the fight that may not be expressed openly, but they may be expressed subtly, unconsciously, and sometimes they come out in learning halacha. So Yosef recognized this. He recognized that when the brothers were to go home and travel to their father, to Yaakov, there's intense feelings of enemy hatred amongst the brothers for what happened, and he sensed that, but he also recognized that they might not outlet it openly, consciously, and there might be an unconscious expression, and one way it could be expressed is in learning, when people get aggressive towards one another and they're involved in learning. So Yosef recognized that that's a possibility. So Altis Asku Baderech, according to the Gur Aryeh, is the idea that Yosef was telling the brothers to be aware of your emotions, be aware of how you're feeling, and recognize that it might outlet itself in other ways, not just open fighting, but it might outlet itself through learning or through discussing possibilities, and be aware of that and how that's really negative, in the sense that the objective was to get home and to really tell Yaakov. So the last shot is the Gur Aryeh. He's saying that the Medrash is teaching us that Yosef sensed, again, that really the brothers would be fighting with each other. But he saw the learning as just a subtle outgrowth of the same fight, the underlying emotions and anger towards one another. And that's why he's warning them, al tirgizu badarach. He's saying, don't be involved in learning halacha, meaning don't let the fight play itself out in a different way, in a more subtle way. Recognize that the emotions here are really anger and you're going to blame each other, but don't let it come out in this way. Just acknowledge it, try to deal with it. Don't let it come out in another way, because ultimately it's going to be harmful to you and it's going to lead to danger. So recognize that even if you want to talk about Torah in this situation, it might not be best for you because of the fact that there's so many underlying emotions that will emerge and will be negative in this situation. Okay, so that's, I think, the idea, the Gur Aryeh. So let me just summarize. We're not finished this year. There's just one more point. But let me just summarize up to this point a little bit. So there's really just, the Gemara says that Al Tirgizu Badarach means that that you shouldn't learn Ian, but you should learn Migros, that you should learn you should be able to learn rote information about Torah. So we explained that the Gemara is teaching a general concept, that when a person travels, they're really in a weakened, vulnerable state, and they should recognize that, and it's not really a good opportunity to learn in an analytical way because your mind isn't focused, you're not really in the emotional state of mind to learn properly. But on the other hand, since you're weakened, you're vulnerable, you should use Torah to really strengthen yourself. But then we try to tie it to Yosef. So what was Yosef telling his brothers? So there's two possibilities. Either Yosef sensed that the brothers would be lifted by this situation and witnessing how the Hashgacha played out. And that's why he has to teach them, don't learn halacha, meaning this isn't the time to be involved in philosophy, even though you want to, and even though this situation would naturally produce a person who wants to talk about ideas in philosophy and concepts in philosophy. No, don't do that. It's not really the time. It's not appropriate. The other was Tosfos. He's saying, no, that Yosef thought that this was good for them, al tafsiku, that they should learn dvar halacha, because normally it's not good, but in this situation, it would be a good outlet for them. And then the last idea is the Gur Aryeh, who says the opposite of Tosfos. He says, no, that really Yosef was teaching the brothers an idea about learning and about how their fight might be expressed in a different way. And they might not acknowledge it, or they might not see it, and Yosef saw it. He sensed it, that the fight might come out in a different way. The fight might come out in learning, and he just didn't want them to fight in this situation. He thought that fighting would lead to sakana, would lead to danger. So he's teaching them, be aware of the fact that sometimes a fight will express itself in an unconscious way, in a different way in learning, and just be aware of that and try to be aware of that and don't be engaged in it, because it's really harmful to you, and it goes against the objective of Yosef. Okay? The last idea in the shir is the second medrash, and then we'll get to the shtapshat. The second medrash is the idea of Al-Tafsiu Psia Gasa. So the Gemara says, look in source number 12. The Gemara says, "V'masnisa Tana," in the Braisa taught, "Al-Tafsiu Psia Gasa," that when you're walking, a person in general shouldn't walk long strides. "V'chnisu Chama Le'ir," and if you're traveling and you're going to stay overnight in a city, you should always go into the city when it's late. "Al tafsiu psia gasa de amar mar," why shouldn't you take long steps? If you're a long walker, you take big steps, you should hold yourself back. "De amar mar psia gasa notelis echad mechamesh meos mimor enav shel adam." Interesting. He says that when a person takes long steps, if you take extra long steps, it really takes away your eyesight. 1 in 500. So it weakens your eyesight. What does that mean? What does it mean that it weakens your eyesight? And then it says, "V'hichnisu chama le'ir." Also, you should go into the city when it's still light. "K'derav Yehuda Amarav, d'amarav Yehuda Amarav, le'olam yete adam b'chitov, v'ichanes b'chitov." A person should always leave when it's light, and he should come in when it's light. "Shnemar aboker or van Hashem shulchu." So the second idea, one is a person shouldn't take extra long strides. And the second idea is that a person should always go into a city when it's light, and they should always leave when it's light. So Rashi says in source number 13, so what is this idea, and what was Yosef teaching them? So look in Rashi, in source number 13. He says, "Yatza adam b'chitov," a couple lines down, "She yamtin achi ye'or kimoro vayar elokim asa'or kitov." Right, so you should wait till it gets light out before you should leave. "V'yichanis b'chitov be'erev be'ocha chamazarachas." In the evening, you should come into the city that you're going to sleep in overnight. Let's say you're making a stopover, always come in the daytime. "She'ein list in Mitsuyan." There are no robbers in the daytime. "Inamish l'yipol b'boros v'kayim shebe'ir," or so that you don't fall into the pits, that you see where you're walking, so you don't fall into a pit or a well. "Sheloya ililu alav alilus miragelato ganav," and so that people don't say that you're really a spy or that you're coming there or you're a thief. So you should always go in the broad daylight. Everyone should see who you are, and there should be no problems. So what is the advice? What's the Al-Tafsiu Psia Gasa and the idea of going to a city when it's light outside? So Psia Gasa is interesting. What is a Psia Gasa, by the way? Just the Gemara in Shabbos, the Chavrusa brings it down in source number 14. It says that a Psia Gasa is more than an Amah. So just for If you want to know what is a psia gasa, if a person's step length is longer than an amma, that's a psia gasa, and if it's less, it's a small psia. And an average psia is an amma. It's one amma, so I guess I think it's 4 to 6 feet is really the idea of a normal psia. But if it's longer, if you have long legs and you take long steps, so that's psia gasa. So what's the problem with the psia gasa? Why is it a problem, and why does it take away some of your eyesight? Okay, so what's the idea here? So I don't think it's such a deep idea, but I think the Gemara is alluding to the concept that when a person is fixated on achieving an objective when they travel, if they lengthen their steps, they're gonna get there faster. And if you're not concerned and you really have an objective of getting to your destination as quickly as possible, you're not really gonna think about whether you should go into a city the stopover during the daytime. You might just go there whenever you get there. And the idea is that when you're fixated on traveling to a certain place and achieving a certain objective, sometimes you forget about your surrounding. And I think that's what the Gemara says, that you lose 1 in 500 of your vision. What does it mean? It could mean that it's talking about like your peripheral vision type of thing, where when you're walking really quickly or you're trying to get somewhere fast, that's why you lengthen your steps. You want to get somewhere fast. You're not really looking to the sides of you. You're not really seeing everything in front of you or around you because you're too focused on your objective of getting to the place where you need to get to. And it's the same thing with stopovers. If you're not careful, if you're just fixated on, I need to get to this place by this time, so then you're not going to be aware of your surroundings, and it's going to lead to a dangerous situation. So the second advice that Yosef was telling his brothers, based on this Gemara, is that even though I'm telling you, Yosef saying even to the brothers, even though I'm telling you that you need to get home as quickly as possible, tell Yaakov, and I'm giving you a firm objective, you have to be aware of the fact that when you travel with a firm objective, a lot of times it leads to a person forgetting about his surroundings and not being aware of his surroundings, of their surroundings. So Yosef is saying, Al tafsiu psia gasa, and go into the city in the daytime, meaning don't forget about the potential dangers and harms of travel. And even though I want you to get home as quickly as possible, and I'm giving you a mission, get home to my father as soon as possible, but don't take psia gasa. Don't try to get there too quickly. Don't forget about the fact that there's still danger and there's still harm when you travel. Traveling back then was a lot more harmful than traveling nowadays. And he's saying to them, I'm giving you an objective, but I want you to recognize that if you're too fixated on the objective and you're not really looking around you, then you could get harmed. It could be bad for you. So on the one hand, I want you to get home as quickly as possible. But on the other hand, be careful and don't let the objective that I'm giving you, the mission that I'm giving you, don't let it blind you. Don't let it remove your peripheral vision so that you can't see the dangers that are lurking. So it's an important lesson also. So I think it's important for us. It's just in general, whenever we're fixated on an objective, even if it's an intellectual objective, you have to put a lot of energy. There are studies that show that you have to put a lot of emotional energy and psychological energy when you're focused on something, and it's very hard to focus on two things at once. So the more fixated you are on one objective and one activity, the more distracted you are from other things around you. So the Gemara is teaching us this idea that a person shouldn't, even though you want to get to the place where you're going, you shouldn't forget about the fact that there's an environment around you that might be dangerous or harmful to you. And the last idea, the last pshat, is the Ramban. He argues with the Rashi. Rashi's pshat is that they were going to fight with one another, and that's why he's telling them al tirgizu badarach. But the Ramban says the opposite of the Gemara that we were teaching in the pshat. And he says al tirgizu is the idea of fear. Ragaz lashon rasa susnua. V'lachin, go down two lines, or three lines. V'lachin anachon be'enai, in my eyes, b'pasuk hazeh, she'amar lahem Yosef al tifchadu badarach. Don't get afraid to travel. V'inyan, ki bavur nasam bar v'lechem u'mazon, v'tov mitzrayim b'meah b'tzruos, yifchadu ulai b'derech b'lechtem yavo aleim listim. So Yosef, according to the Pshat and the Ramban, was telling them that maybe robbers were scared that robbers were going to take their stuff because they were coming back to Canaan with all this food and all these animals. V'choshekein b'shuvam im kol rechusham, and when they returned to Mitzrayim, they had all their possessions. V'lo yimaru l'davar, v'lachin amr lehem, she'yelchu b'zrizus v'yimaru lavo. He was telling them to go quickly. And he was telling them the opposite. Don't be afraid of travel. Because Yosef's name was on them. Yosef was really a leader, a great leader. And Yosef was telling the brothers, don't be scared. Just go as quickly as you can because nobody's going to attack you. They're all going to be afraid of me because they all know that you're my brothers now and nobody's going to attack you. So the Pshat, according to the Ramban, is the opposite of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying in the Medrash that Yosef was telling them, on the one hand, go home quickly, but on the other hand, don't let it distract you from the potential harms of travel. Whereas the Ramban is saying the Pshat is the other way. That really Yosef was telling them, don't be scared. I'm protecting you. Nobody's going to attack you. They know that you're my brothers, and therefore, go home as quickly as possible. Tell Yaakov about my that I'm still alive. All right, so that's really the shiur. Let me just summarize just a couple points. The first idea was, as I said before, the idea of Al Tirgizu Badarech. What kind of idea is it that Yosef is telling his brothers not to learn halacha? So he said the general concept is that when a person's traveling, they're weary, they're weak, they're vulnerable. So the Gemara is teaching us that a person should use Torah in that situation to feel a certain sense of security, but on the other hand, not to the point where you treat it like a base medrash experience. That really travel is not the right state of mind for a person to be involved in deep conversation, deep analysis. You really have to be situated, kavua, in a place to be involved in deep analysis for it to be beneficial. And then the second point, so then now what was Yosef telling his brother? So he had different two possibilities. Either Yosef recognized or sensed that the brothers would be engaged in philosophical discussion, and he was trying to curb that. Or the opposite, Tosfos, he was saying no, that Yosef was telling them, in this situation, it's really good for you to be involved in learning, because he wanted them to be able to get home as quickly as possible, and he didn't want them to be fighting, and he thought that this would be good for them. And then we have the Gor Aryeh, who says the opposite of Tosfos. He says no, that Yosef is saying the opposite. He's saying that really learning in this situation would be inappropriate. Why? Because of the fact that it would just be an expression of their underlying unconscious hatred for one another, or at least not hatred, but aggression towards one another. And in that situation, it's not appropriate to learn. It's really dangerous on the derech, and you have to be aware of the outgrowths and the potential situations of learning where it's not really about learning per se, but it's really about the underlying emotions there. And then the last idea was al tafsiu, psia gasa, that when a person is fixated on a certain travel objective, they get distracted. And that's what the Gemara says. Part of your eyesight is lost, meaning that you can't see completely. You can't see clearly in front of you, to the side of you, and you could be harmed. And if you go into a city and it's not light outside also, you're really putting yourself in a situation where you're not considering how the people see you, how they view you. You can't see where you're going. All these things are factors that when a person's fixated on an objective, they forget about and they don't think about. So Yosef was telling them, even though I'm giving you a mission, be aware of your surroundings. Don't lose sight of what's surrounding you. And then the last was the Pshat the Ramban. That the Pshat is, no, that Yosef was saying, don't be scared that people are going to try to rob you because they know that you're associated with me, and as such, they're going to leave you alone. All right? Everyone, have a good Shabbos. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. Any questions?